Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Al. Hi. Hello. My name is Al from Indonesia. I am still not sure how to use the word yet in a sentence, positive or negative. Would you like to inform us more about that? Thank you very much. Thank you for writing, Al. We have talked about how to use the word yet in comparison to already and still in earlier Ask a Teacher articles. Now, let's talk about yet by itself. Yet is almost always used as an adverb of time. It means from some time in the past until now. Yet is used in both positive and negative sentences. In spoken English, yet is often used in both yes or no questions. For example, have you heard from your boss yet? Did you finish your homework yet? We can ask these questions without yet. Why use it then? When we add yet to a question, we not only want to know if it happened, but we expect it to happen. And we want it to happen. We can use yet with negative questions too. For example, have you not heard from your boss yet? Have you not finished your homework yet? Using a negative question expresses an even stronger expectation or desire, almost disbelief that something has not happened yet. Most statements with yet are negative, especially in informal spoken language. But you don't have to make a decision yet. We are not there yet. In these negative statements, yet expresses an expectation that it will happen at some point in the future. We hope this explanation has helped you, Al. Do you have a question about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Gina Bennett.